Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. Two gun tragedies over the weekend, El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio. The Ohio gunman who killed nine was stopped, was put down in 30 seconds. Hooray for first responders, hooray for people who ran to the danger. The president, in fact, the president tweeted out after the shooting in El Paso, and he says, "Today's shooting in El Paso, Texas was not only tragic, it was an act of cowardice. I know that I stand with everyone in this country to condemn today's hateful act. There are no reasons or excuses that will ever justify killing innocent people." Kellyanne Conway, who is one of the best surrogates for the president, tweeted out, and I thought this was powerful, coming from her. "We need to come together, America. Finger-pointing, name-calling, and screaming with your keyboards is easy, yet it solves not a single problem. Saves not a single life. Working as one to understand depraved evil and to eradicate hate is everyone's duty. Unity. Let's do this." That's from Kellyanne Conway. Then there is the president, who spoke to the nation and to reporters earlier today. This was the president earlier, just like an hour ago, 2 hours ago. I want you to hear this in its entirety. This, the president of the United States.
"Good morning. My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow. This weekend, more than 80 people were killed or wounded in two evil attacks. One Saturday morning in El Paso, Texas, a wicked man went to a Walmart store where families were shopping with their loved ones. He shot and murdered 20 people and injured 26 others, including precious little children. Then, in the early hours of Sunday morning, Dayton, Ohio, another twisted monster opened fire on a crowded downtown street. He murdered 9 people, including his own sister, and injured 27 others. The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen, We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio, to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start. The internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the two decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. Open wounds cannot heal if we are divided. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all. First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs. I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague. Last year, we enacted the Stop School Violence and Fix NICS Acts into law, providing grants to improve school safety and strengthening critical background checks for firearm purchases. At my direction, the Department of Justice banned bump stocks. Last year, we prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. But there is so much more that we have to do. Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love. Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. May God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was the president of the United States. You will notice at the end, he referred to Toledo instead of Dayton. Certainly not a surprising mistake. Everybody knows it was Dayton and it was El Paso. Democrats are now saying that this is evidence of his lack of fitness for duty. Joe Biden does this every day. He has a gift like that. And yet he's still leading in the polls and is the Democrats' choice to run against the president of the United States. I need to take a break.
With reality if you're in my business.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Stick around, more as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck
I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Monday. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about how I love the great, smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again, this time with what they call Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good, purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, tea, or juice. I do it with my juices. Now, to learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. If you don't know, that is my website, kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go, and they'll deliver it right to your home. I just love it. Real Water Concentrate, and just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. Okay, so much to talk about today. I mean, it's incredibly sad. What has happened in the last 72 hours? They're trying to blame both these sets of shootings, although they are absolutely totally different deals. One may have had a white nationalist ties. We don't know. The other one is just an angry, young, white male. And we're not sure yet of the motive. Again, in Dayton, it took 30 seconds for somebody to drop this shooter. 30 seconds. That is absolutely incredible. And when we come back, I'm going to give you both sides of this story. And then I'll do kind of the Fox News, we report, you decide. But I'll let you hear two different people go off on these mass shootings. Is that fair? I'll let you hear from folks on both sides of the issue. For instance, Kat Timpf from the National Review was on with Howie Kurtz, and she thought the fake news media is being unfair to Trump on this, and I happen to agree with her. But you've got two different sets of people. You got Bernie Sanders on one side, his anti-gun reaction to El Paso and Dayton, and then you... Well, and the dumb thing is nothing's going to change. I mean, all these people are getting all hot and bothered, but nothing. We know nothing's going to change. If Sandy Hook, you know, and 20 beautiful young children snuffed out isn't enough, then please tell me what is. Anyway, I'm going to give you both sides and essentially let you be the judge. You tell me who's right and who's wrong. Also, Victor Jakes will join us at the top of the hour. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Oh, and Michael Schaus will drop by he's the communications director at NPRI. We got a busy Monday. Hope you'll buckle up for the ride. It might get a little bit bumpy as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 tonight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
President Trump calling the weekend's deadly mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, wicked and evil. The two shootings, within hours of each other, killing a total of 29 people, 30 if you count the gunman who was killed by police in Ohio. The president saying this morning from the White House.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 600 points in morning trading on Wall Street as the trade war between the U.S. and China heats up. NASDAQ's been down over 230 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Elliot and Team Hendrick are back on top in upstate New York. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you need a work shoe that looks so good you can wear it straight from the job out to dinner? Then look no further than Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes. Skechers Work Shoes come in a variety of great styles that look just as good on the job as off. Plus, they're super comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. They feel as good as opening your paycheck after a hefty week of overtime. And speaking of your paycheck, Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes won't break the bank. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Chase Elliott had a career day yesterday at the 2.45-mile Watkins Glen Road Course in Watkins Glen, New York, first winning the pole on Saturday and then leading 80 of 90 laps in yesterday's Go Bowling at the Glen to win his second race of the season and second in a row at the historic road course. It didn't come easy, though, as he had to fend off a late race charge by Martin Truex Jr. in the closing laps.
I thought he was a little better than I was there at the end. Just tried to hit my mark, stay mistake free, you know, and just not hand it to him. You know, I wanted him to, if he was going to beat me, come up there and pass me, and just didn't want to beat myself and worked really hard at that. So glad we were able to seal the deal. It feels really good.
Elliott and Truex finished 1-2, while Denny Hamlin finished third, Eric Jones fourth, and Ryan Blaney completed the top five. 6 through 10 went to Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and Kurt Busch. Kyle Busch finished 11th after two spins yesterday and hangs on to the series points lead by 13 points over Joey Logano as the teams head to Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan this coming weekend. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email thatatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58 Liberty. That's 855-58 Liberty, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I found it fascinating. Our own Wyatt Cox came up with this. This is an amazing tweet from Neil deGrasse Tyson. And it reads like this: in the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. And often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data.
Amen to that.
Think about that. Yeah. Anyway, I want you to hear two sides of reaction to what we saw over the course of 48 hours. First of all, Bernie Sanders. He was on State of the Union yesterday, and a fairly predictable anti-gun reaction to El Paso and Dayton. I'll let you hear this, and then I'll let you hear the other side of the argument. Here it is. This is presidential wannabe Bernie Sanders.
Two mass shootings within 13 hours. You tweeted just a few minutes ago, quote, "Mr. President, stop your racist, hateful, and anti-immigrant rhetoric. Your language creates a climate which emboldens violent extremists." Could you elaborate on more what you mean by that tweet?
Look, I am sure that President Trump does not want anybody in this country to go around shooting other people. But what he has got to understand is that when you have language that is racist, that is virulently anti-immigrant, there are mentally unstable people in this country who see that as a sign to do terrible, terrible things. So I think the president has got to stop that racism and that xenophobia immediately. Second of all, Jake, I think the issue of the moment is whether the NRA will continue to determine gun policy in America, despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of the American people, gun owners and non-gun owners, want common sense gun safety legislation. So what I have asked Mitch McConnell, Republican leader of the Senate, bring us back to Washington, end the recess right now, and let us sit down and work on the kind of legislation that we need. The truth of the matter is the American people want to expand background checks. They want to end the so-called gun show loophole. They want to, in many cases, ban assault weapons. My own view is we may want to be thinking about treating assault weapons the same way we treat machine guns today, having very strict license requirements for them. We want to make sure that we end the process by which people can legally walk into a gun show, buy all of the guns that they want, and then sell the guns to criminal elements. So there's a lot to be worked on. But I think the American people are sick and tired of the NRA determining gun policy in America.
As you know, machine guns in this country are very tightly regulated. It's almost impossible to get one. You really think that the United States Senate would vote for a measure that would make them as difficult to obtain as semi-automatic assault rifles, as difficult to obtain as machine guns?
Jake, here is the fact. There are somewhere between 5 to 10 million assault weapons on the streets of America today. That is more, unbelievably, than the United States military has. So what we need to do is to sit down together and determine, for a start, clearly, I think, no more sale and distribution of assault weapons, and then figure out how we go forward at a time when, you know, it doesn't give me a good feeling to say this, but we all know it to be true. There are thousands of people in this country, in every state in America, who are either suicidal or homicidal. That is the sad reality of mental health in America today. And when you have hundreds of millions of guns out there, 5 to 10 million assault weapons, that is not a good mix. That's not a good combination. So we need to do some bold thinking, but essentially do what the American people want, not what the NRA wants.
Okay, let's shift now to the other side. We'll let you hear the other side of this argument from a guy that lives in Texas. They've got concealed carry. They've got open carry. The gun culture is incredible there. This is Dan Patrick. He's the lieutenant governor of Texas. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday. A different reaction to the gun tragedy in El Paso. Here it is.
You know, this is the fourth shooting since I've been lieutenant governor, and Governor Abbott's been on watch. We were elected in 14. The fourth shooting we've had, 2016, five officers in Dallas, 2017, Sutherland Springs, 26, 2018, 10 at Santa Fe, and now this tragedy. 61 people have lost their lives in this violence. And I think it's time for all of America to take a real close look. If we haven't already, we should have. of where we are. Governor Abbott talked about yesterday, we did 3 days of hearings with experts from law enforcement to mental health to every aspect after the Santa Fe shooting to try to get some answers and try to come up with some policies that we enacted this past session. But as I stayed up all night, to be honest with you. Every time we go to another funeral, which we'll have 20 coming, it chips away at our heart. Everyone, you know, there are thousands of people in El Paso, one of my favorite cities in Texas. It's a wonderful city and wonderful people. All these people will be impacted, the extensions of friends and families and neighbors and coworkers. This takes a tremendous toll on any community. And I look at this evil act, and let's condemn it for what it is, evil. Evil. And I say, how long are we going to let, for example, and ignore at the federal level particularly, where they can do something about the video game industry? You know, in this manifesto that we believe is from the shooter, this manifesto, he talks about living out his super soldier fantasy on Call of Duty. We know that the video game industry is bigger than the movie industry and the music industry combined. And there have been studies that say it impacts people and studies that says it does not. But I look at the common denominators as a 60-some-year-old father and grandfather myself. What's changed in this country? We've always had guns. We've always had evil. But what's changed where we see this rash of shooting? And I see a video game industry that teaches young people to kill. You know, in his manifesto, he said this is not a Republican or Democrat thing because he was concerned about robots and environment and immigrants. Obviously, a hate crime, I think, in my view, against immigrants from this young man. Just my view. We haven't had an official report on that. And I don't mean to talk on, but I'm just, my heart is so heavy this morning because I think, where are we as a country? Yeah. I look at social media, the violence of just bullying people on social media every day, and we turn our head and we allow it. I look at, on a Sunday morning, when most of your viewers right now, half of the country are getting ready to go to church, and yet tomorrow we won't let our kids even pray in our schools. We have to look at ourselves as a nation. It's many factors that go into these shooting, many factors. And it's not a time to politicize, it's a time to look deep inside of who we are as a country, where we no longer salute our flag or we throw water on law enforcement. And thank God we have law enforcement. Thank God we have them in times like this. And so it's a lot of factors that go on that we have to take a long look at who we are as a nation and where we want to go and what we're going to tolerate.
Good point. Good point. Dan Patrick, who is an old buddy of mine, believe it or not, he tried to hire me years ago, 5, 10 years or something like that. Owns radio stations and is now the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. More from him coming up in just a couple of minutes, because he really, I think, captures the problem here, and maybe has a solution. We'll let you hear that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Monday. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. And you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake. Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not
notch your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada on the Nevada Talk Network. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall. We hear the program live and local now. Don't forget, top of the hour, Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What did he think of what has transpired in the last 48 hours? Absolutely incredible. The killings in El Paso and in Dayton, absolutely amazing. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top one, actually top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. I love this guy. Call Sam, 702-870-4000. You want a free quote, a free review of your insurance and that of your family? Call right now, 702-870-4000. Different reaction to what went down. First of all, let's begin with Beto O'Rourke. And this is cut four. And his reaction to the gun tragedy in El Paso.
In addition to universal background checks, in addition to ending the sales of weapons of war into our communities, in addition to red flag laws, we've got to acknowledge the hatred, the open racism that we're seeing. There's an environment of it in the United States. We see it on Fox News. We see it on the internet. But we also see it from our commander in chief, and he is encouraging this. He doesn't just tolerate it, he encourages it, calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, warning of an invasion at our border, seeking to ban all people of one religion. Folks are responding to this. It doesn't just offend us, it encourages the kind of violence that we're seeing, including in my hometown of El Paso yesterday.
So I want to talk about that in a second, but I do want to show this picture of you visiting with a victim named Rosemary, who you said was shot in the chest, but she is doing well after surgery. Obviously, we want to bring much attention to the victims of this. as much as possible. So I do want to talk about how we can stop it in 1 second, but if you could tell me about that moment meeting Rosemary.
You know, I'd met her son on the flight back from Las Vegas. He approached me on the airplane, told me that he'd just learned that his mother had been shot in the chest. His grandmother had been shot in the stomach. His great aunt had also been shot. He was flying back to El Paso, and he asked if I would join him by going to University Medical Center, where I met Rosemary. Both of her lungs punctured, her lungs being drained as I was talking to her. Big smile on her face, just extraordinary courage. Not only was she shot, but her mom, her aunt was also shot, her family around her. These extraordinary caregivers at University Medical Center, nurses who had been working 12, 14 hours already, doctors who'd been seeing multiple patients with multiple gunshot wounds, really moved me and makes me so incredibly proud of Rosemary, her family, families all across El Paso right now who should never have to demonstrate this kind of courage and yet nonetheless are doing so. Met families who have not heard from a family member and fear the worst, have called Seoul Medical Center, have called UMC, don't know where their mom or dad are, fear that they are one of the at least 20 who are dead already, and are resolved to ensure that this changes. And I heard that from so many people yesterday. They want this to change. This cannot be the normal for the United States of America. And I know this community is going to do everything within our power to make sure that it is not.
I want you to hear Dan Patrick again. He is the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. And he was on Fox and Friends yesterday. And you know, it's one thing to say, well, we got a problem. We all know that we have a problem. We've got that one down. The question is, how do we solve the gun violence crisis? Let's go to six. This is Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of the great state of Texas.
Is there a solution? Yes. Are there answers that you believe lie somewhere between the White House and the halls of Congress?
I do believe there are, and I believe we need to have a commission on looking, and we blue ribbon panels kind of are a bad name. They often meet and do nothing, but we need to say, do we want to be a society? Let's look at this manifesto. Where it was posted? It was on 8chan, a dark website, where the same killer in Christchurch, New Zealand, and the killer in San Diego, and now this killer, allegedly, we'll confirm all of this, but from what we can see, all posted on the same site. What are we as a nation to say that we're going to tolerate and allow a website that lets killers post their manifesto before and to be posted after the act, that we're going to let that they're martyrs today, there are people applauding this act of what happened, and could be in the same in Ohio. Was that a copycat crime? I have no idea. But why are we allowing that? Why are we allowing young people or anyone to be able to go to a website to learn to kill and be prey and put this manifesto out? Why are we allowing 90% of our children, is the estimate, between 12 and 17, watching video games? Again, larger than the music industry and the movie industry combined. Are we ignoring that? This was maybe a video game to this evil demon. A video game to him. His is no sense of humanity, no sense of life. He wanted to be a super soldier for his Call of Duty game. So we need to look at all of this and who we are. And if as long as we continue to only praise God and look at God on a Sunday morning and kick him out of the town square in our schools the other 6 days of the week, what do we expect? What do we expect? There's no excuse for this. We condemn it totally. But as a nation, we have to look at this and leave all this politics out of it. I've already seen too many politics online since the shooting yesterday that makes me sick. This is all of our problem. Republican, Democrats, independent, black, white, and brown, male, female, young, middle-aged, and old. We all have to attack this because it's not acceptable anymore.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. I'm going to give the last word, not to Bill Maher, but to the heckler who somehow got into the show, Bill Maher a show on HBO, but stopped him in his tracks. This was what happened over the weekend on HBO. Oh.
This is where we have to get into a discussion that I think is important and should be important to everybody here, and that is that the people that have recently come out of the Obama administration, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, have politicized the tops of the intelligence communities in a way.
They're Republicans.
First of all, some of the people that hate Republicans.
They're Republicans.
Some of the people that hate Trump the most are actually Republicans or former center-right people.
Yeah,
so that's true.
They're human.
And then on
okay. That's ridiculous.
You have the former.
Those guys were never political. It's Trump made them political because he behaved this way.
Former CIA
because
director going on
because
TV.
Kim Jong-un fires off missiles and Trump says, don't worry, we're friends.
You had the former.
You mean if Obama did that, you'd be cool with that?
You have former CIA.
Instead of crashing
okay.
The great president, our great country.
Oh.
I do not know him, by the way. I do not.
I see you brought a guest. Okay.
I did not
bring
him.
All right, sir.
I did not bring him.
I know. Okay. You know, this is not the first time I've had to go in the audience, but we got to get faster moving security people. I'm telling you, you guys really. I know you're going to make America great again, but yeah. Okay. You've made your point. I don't know what it was, but you've made your point. I think your point was you like Trump, and there are a lot of people who like Trump. Make sure he doesn't have a gun.
Bill Maher. And by the way, I do find him funny. I don't like his politics, obviously. Buck Sexton was on with him, and that's the other voice that you heard, Buck Sexton. I'll just tell you this. Maybe we need to be doing more of this. I mean, that's something that you know, Antifa and, progressives, they're very much into civil disobedience and into interrupting events. They tried to do it to the president, what, last week? And he stopped down for what? 4 or 5 minutes? While they got a couple of hecklers out of there.
Nip it in the bud.
That's what they try to do. Ask around. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joins us next. We'll talk about the horrific shootings in El Paso and Dayton. It was not Toledo. It was Dayton, Ohio. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It's Monday. It is live and local now.